First, I would like to introduce Archbishop Marie Danielle, all the way from the Ivory Coast. Archbishop is the president of the Episcopal Conference in the Ivory Coast, and we have a connection with him since one of his parishioners at one time is now one of our parishioners, Chantel, and a few months ago we were able to fill up a large cargo container of clothing and other items to be shipped over to the Ivory Coast. We worked with Seton High School and the House of Mercy to help his parishioners in the Ivory Coast. So the bishop is here, and it's a great privilege, truly, to have an archbishop here with us this evening. And we look forward to many more years of working with the archbishop and helping his diocese. Well, there were four nuns driving on the way to the hospital. They used to work at the hospital, and they ran out of gas. And they were about a mile or so from the gas station, and they looked in the trunk of the car. They could not find any gas can. All they could find were bedpans. So each one took a bedpan, and they walked a mile, went to the gas station, and the gas station attendant was very nice to them. He filled each of the pans up, and they walked back a mile very carefully, holding the gasoline in these bedpans. Well, they got back to the car, and each one began filling up the gas tank with the contents of the bedpan, and just then a Baptist minister and his wife drove by. And the Baptist minister, they saw what was going on, and he said, "Honey, if that car starts, I'm going to become a Catholic." Well, that might not be the reason why some of you are becoming Catholic, but I'm sure you have your reasons. Of course, first and foremost, it's the grace of God. You're here tonight, all 60 of you, because God gave you grace. And you said yes. You responded. See, you did not choose to enter the church. Jesus invited you. He gave you His grace, His invitation, and you said yes. I'm sure there's many reasons why you've come now to enter the church. Some of you want to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, have a great desire to receive the Lord in Holy Communion. Others of you want to get baptized and have all your sins washed away in baptism. Many of you have studied church history and studied Scripture and come to the realization that Jesus Christ Himself, the Son of God, founded the Catholic Church upon Peter and the Apostles 2,000 years ago. And you want to come home to the Catholic faith. Because at one point, if your ancestors were Christian before the 1500s, they would have belonged to the Catholic faith. If you go back far enough, your great-great-great-great-great-grandparents would have been Catholic. That was the only church that existed for 1500 years. And now you're truly coming home to the faith of your fathers, to the faith of your forefathers, coming home to the church founded by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. Many of you have been raised in wonderful Christian homes, and you know the Scripture so well, and you love Jesus with all your heart. And tonight you get to receive Him in Holy Communion. One of the most famous converts of the last 15 years has been Scott Hahn, who was a Presbyterian minister who became Catholic. And in his autobiography, he wrote that, you know, when he was a Protestant minister, he loved the Lord. He loved Scripture. But he said it was always like reading the menu at a restaurant. He said now that he's a Catholic, he can participate in the meal. He can actually receive what he's been reading about all these years. He can now receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and Holy Communion. So now he says he's found the fullness of Christianity, the fullness of the Catholic faith. And what an enriching thing it is. Many of you tonight, 14 of you, will be baptized When you're baptized, you will have all your sins washed away, original sin as well as any other sins of your entire life. You'll be born again of water and the Holy Spirit, according to what Jesus says. Unless we're born again of water and the Holy Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And then 40 of you will come up to profess the faith, and you'll be received into the church, and all 60 of you will be confirmed in the Catholic faith, empowered by the Holy Spirit, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, anointed by the Holy Spirit to receive His gifts and virtues and graces that He'll bestow upon you abundantly tonight. Many of you already this morning, if you've already been baptized as a Christian years ago, made your first confession. You kept Father Wooten and Father Jack and I very busy this morning. In fact, I calculated that since Monday, I want to thank Father Wooten and Father Jack and the other visiting priests we've had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and especially Good Friday and today, I calculated we heard 58 hours of confessions. And over 1,000 people went to confession. What a beautiful thing that was. So many of you made your first confession this morning. And then in a few moments, you'll be receiving your first Holy Communion. So we call this the Sacramental Grand Slam. Right? Some of you receiving 3 or 4 sacraments in one day. Now, don't get sick. We don't want to give you the anointing of the sick tonight. That'll come much, much later. But you, as converts to the faith, those being received into full communion, you are a sign of hope. A sign of hope for the world, a sign of hope for our parish. You're an encouragement to us. Because as you know, converts make the most wonderful Catholics. Because you don't take your faith for granted. Those of us born and raised in the faith can sometimes take the faith for granted. The Eucharist, the sacraments, we can sometimes take them for granted. Somebody growing up with the Grand Canyon in their backyard or Niagara Falls right down the road, you can take these things for granted. But if you visit them for the first time and see the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls for the first time, wow, it's so impressive. We perhaps can take it for granted. So you are a wonderful example for us that God gave you this grace and you said yes. So what a wonderful thing it is. Before we invite you now up to be baptized, I just want to give you a little advice. As you enter the church tonight, I encourage you to be strong in your relationship with the Lord. Have a strong prayer life. Make sure you spend time every day with the Lord in prayer. Make sure you give God that 1 hour every week in attending Mass. Be faithful every weekend, Saturday night or Sunday, to attend Mass faithfully with your family. Many of you, I know, will even be drawn to daily Mass, to work it into your schedule, to receive the Lord maybe during the week, in the morning, or other Masses you can get to during the week, to receive the Lord as often as you can in Holy Communion. Jesus said, "Give us this day our daily bread." Perhaps you could even begin to go to daily Mass and Holy Communion. Make sure you go to regular confession. Try to go to confession, I would guess, recommend at least once a month to balance your spiritual checkbook each month, to make a beautiful confession. Also, spend time in Eucharistic adoration. We have the Eucharistic Adoration Chapel. I hope that each of you will follow the Lord's invitation to spend 1 hour with Him in prayer. Perhaps you could spend 1 hour once a week in Eucharistic adoration. Continue to study the faith. Even though you've been studying the faith now for 24 weeks, you're still only scratching the surface of the beauty of the Catholic faith and theology and all the wonderful riches of the Catholic faith. So continue to study your faith. It's a lifetime project. It's a lifetime study. And then make sure you join one of the organizations or prayer groups in the church. Not only will this help you to be part of a parish, you'll make wonderful friends, but it also will enrich your faith to go to the Bible study or go to the prayer groups or the other organizations or activities in the church. Don't just be a member of the church. Become an active member of the church. Become a practicing member of the church. You are cells in the body of Christ, and you're supposed to be a living, healthy cell in His mystical body, to be active in evangelizing and spreading the faith, so that hopefully next year you will have brought somebody on the same journey with you. I hope you'll invite one, two, or three friends to go through RCIA beginning in September. Last year we had 30 people brought into the church. Tonight we have 60 confirmations. That's because of those last year invited others to learn more about the faith. So I encourage you to do that. So may Jesus always be the center of your life. Jesus in Scripture, Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. Have a tender and loving devotion to our Blessed Mother. Pray your rosary every day. And be a faithful, be a loyal Catholic. Follow the teachings of Jesus Christ that come to us through His vicar, His representative on earth, Pope Benedict XVI. Jesus says, "He who hears you, hears me." When we're obedient to the Church and His representatives, we're obedient to Christ Himself, who founded the Church 2,000 years ago. So may those be your great loves, the love of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and love of your spiritual mother, Mary, and then your loyalty and faithfulness to Holy Mother Church. God bless you.